Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Planning permission issues in Ireland seem to be a growing concern for a lot of people, seemingly due to challenges in trying to balance urban development with environmental and regulatory restrictions. I know from emails that we get from listeners, it seems to be delays in particular that often frustrates homeowners and developers. Planning consultant Martin Kelly is with me here on the line today. Martin, just first of all, explain, how difficult is it to get planning permission in Ireland?
Well, I'm finding with most people, it's like planning rules are there. So I don't see issues, you know. I mean, most 90-95% of planning permissions are going through, you know. I mean, there are a few percentage issues that I see, you know. But generally, I'm finding planning issues. Now, I'm only talking about new houses, should we say, and extensions, you know. I wouldn't be talking about the bigger sort of housing estates and that, you know.
So that's mainly what I would deal with. Okay, so typically, in your experience, people that are lodging a planning application for a new build, a new house or extension, 90-95% of the time, there's no problem.
Yeah, I mean, the rules are there, you know. I mean, I'm not going to put in a planning application unless I feel I've went through everything with the client and we have a good chance, you know. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain things like local need, 4 or 5 houses in a row. I mean, you wouldn't send in, if there's more than 5 houses in a row, you wouldn't send in a planning application for a site on the next site, you know. You just wouldn't do it, you know, because it probably wouldn't get planning, you know. So there are different guidelines there. You know, the guidelines are there and they're clear. You probably just have to know them, so you're better off getting an agent involved, you know, instead of sending in yourself, and they can go through everything with you, you know.
So the issues typically in your experience that arise, and I'm not talking, as you say, about the large commercial development, but for smaller residential clients, is the biggest issue then arising from the local need?
Local need is an issue, of course, yeah. But depending on the council, there's a 3 kilometre, 10 kilometre area, you know what I mean? Basically, as long as your family lives within 3 or 10 kilometres, you know, with the difference, you know what I mean? And then, as I've said, ribbon development is another thing where they won't allow 4 or 5 houses in a row. That's enough, because it becomes a village after that, you know. If you have 6, 7, 8 houses in a row, it's nearly like a little village, you know, on each side. So the council rules are there and they're clear. Just you have to follow them, you know. With regards to extensions, I don't see any issues with extensions today. As long as you're doing a right design and following the guidelines, there should be no problem in getting an extension. It's just people want to do something different. That's when the issues arise, from what I can see. But most extensions seem to go through, you know what I mean, 98% of the time. I don't see any issues with them, you know.
So
I'm not trying to say there's no issues.
I know. No, I appreciate that. And I've no doubt people listen.
Each site, you see, is different, you know, each individual site. I mean, main roads as well. I mean, you probably wouldn't get planning permission on a road that's extremely busy and is a main road, you know. I mean, I'm finding that is the case, you know.
So if you're trying to change access, we'll say, for instance, in a house that's already an existing house with access to the main road, but if you're trying to change
trying to put a new entrance on a main road won't happen. But if you have a farmyard and there's a road going down towards your farm, you could probably build a house off of that, you know, for one of your siblings or your family members, you know.
But not if you're, but what you couldn't do
not
is...
Not on the main road.
Yeah.
That's kind of standard, really. So, I mean, the rules are there. I mean, I hear a lot of talk about changing the rules and changing this and that. But the rules for the last over 20 years that I've been dealing with it, they're the same, really, you know. I mean, if there's anything unusual, I would look for a planning meeting with the planner anyway. You know what I mean? And, you know, you would only apply for a pre-planning meeting if you felt there was an issue that you needed to discuss with the planner, you know. Because generally, planners mightn't even allow a planning meeting if it looks straightforward. You know what I mean?
And is that something that everybody can request when they're submitting their application to the county council?
Yeah, everybody can request. Generally, for an extension, they probably won't. They mightn't allow a pre-planning meeting, because I've often had them ringing me back and saying, well, Martin, so you know the guidelines for an extension. You really need a pre-planning meeting for this, you know. But sometimes the client want a meeting for some reason, but generally extensions you don't, because the rules are pretty clear, you know.
Because we very regularly, Martin, and that's why we're kind of talking about this today, like we regularly get emails from people talking about issues with planning permission and, you know, and issues and...
course, yeah. Yeah, I understand that there might be some issues, of course, you know. But I'm finding for most people I deal with, look, as long as they go through all this, they're happy enough that I would deal with it and send into the council. And look, I explain everything to them. I'm not going to send in a planning application and take a chance once I know, you know, I have to tick all the boxes, because the planner's in there ticking off boxes anyway and is going to say, but look, you know, because if I send in a planning application and I know for sure that they mightn't get the planning, so the planner might even ring me or say, well, Sir Martin, why are you sending this in? Sure, look, that doesn't make sense.
Okay.
You know, so. Look, I'm not trying to say there isn't issues. I'm just trying to say, you know, do you know what I mean? And with regards, I mean, I don't think they're allowing the 40 square metre building in the back gardens yet, are they? I mean, there's huge talk now. I find huge talk with people about that now at the moment. But
this is with these sort of cabins and stuff. You know?
Yeah, I don't think it's in yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the minister just mentioned this, but everybody seems to be talking about it now, but I don't think it's in yet. It's only going to be discussed, you know.
Okay.
I do get a lot of people wondering about the 40 square metre, can the builders in the back garden? And I say, well, you can't at the moment without planning permission, you know.
All right, listen, we'll leave it there. Martin Kelly, planning consultant. Martin, thanks a million for joining us in the programme. 1800 453 106 is the number if you want to get in touch. I have another Martin who's a farmer in County Galway with us on the line as well. What's your situation, Martin?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
My situation is the complete opposite of what that man there is after saying. My situation is going on with 3 years this July with trying to obtain planning permission using an existing entrance to my farm yard and to my parents' house to come out onto a national road. So it's using an existing entrance that's already there that I'm currently using to go up and down to my farm, to my farm yard and to my parents' home house, and it's just putting a house beside that. That is a major issue in Ireland.
So you can, so the road is already there for you to access the farm and the home house, and you're looking to build, is it beside the farm?
Yep.
At the moment?
On your farm, yep.
And what about the thing that Martin Kelly mentioned there, local needs? So that's obviously not an issue for you. You must qualify for that.
I have every we'll say local need, everything like that there. There's no issue with that. And this isn't even like the son or a daughter of a farmer applying for planning permission. This is the farmer. Applying for planning permission
right.
on his own farm. I have no land anywhere else. All my land is on one block. And this is applying for planning permission on my farm to build a house, which I was granted last July by Galway County Council, but Transport Infrastructure Ireland, TII, appealed that decision to Ambar Pinola, and Ambar Pinola refused it for coming in and out of the road, saying that I would be an endangerment to public safety coming in and out of a road, which I am using anyway on a daily basis.
So sorry, you're already coming in and out this road?
Yes, to me and you, and 99% of people, this makes sense.
So it's not, because I know one of the issues that Martin Kelly mentioned, if people are trying to create a new entrance onto, and it's a national primary route, is it? It's a 100 kilometre speed limit, Martin.
No, it's a national secondary route. It's 80 kilometres an hour.
Right, but even still,
it's 80 kilometre an hour zone, and it's using the existing entrance that's already there for the farmyard. This has been with Ambar Pinola on two different occasions. The first occasion, it was refused on the quantity of stone in the trial hole. And that they thought that the system wouldn't be able to handle effluent water, we'll say. So everything was upgraded, a new trial hole was dug, planning permission was submitted to Galway May,
yeah,
June,
sometime
and
last
it was
year,
granted in July. Then on Ambar Pinola came back and refused it then for a second time, but on a completely different, the first time they had no issue with the road, the second time they had an issue with the road. No rhyme or reason to this, absolutely nothing. You start out...
Sure, they must give you an explanation to the notice as to why they're refusing it.
They refused it for the road the second time.
The road.
The first time, no issue with the road.
And as it is, this is the road that you drive in and out this, off this national secondary route, I'm sure onto the lane, probably farm machinery, tractor, etc. And then your own car probably as well.
Yep. And they're telling me that I'm an endangerment to public safety coming in and out this road if I was to build a house here.
Right. Kevin is on the line. Kevin, I believe you're in County Galway as well. What's your story?
Quite similar in our own little way. So we would have actually, in 2019, we would have requested pre-planning meetings and we couldn't get them from Galway County Council. So we had to get onto our local councillor. he got a kind of verbal agreement from one of the planners that our location would have been okay to build on. So we went into detailed design planning then. So that took, I suppose it's your house, so it took more than 9 months to design and build. Mm. It went for planning and it got rejected from a different planner. So then we went again and asked for our councillor to get written in writing that they would be okay, the house would be okay in the same location, slightly move forward just to appease one of their concerns. Then we applied and it got rejected by a different planner. So it seems like even within the county councils there are different people with different opinions. At that point, there was a objection as well placed in. It was a fake name and address. We sent it to the Gardaí, and the Gardaí said there's nothing illegal about putting in a fake name and address, and it only cost €20, delays, and puts a lot of pressure and stress on everyone. So we went on then to move to a new site and build a different, design a different house. That went to Ungava County Council and there was an objection placed, but Ungava County Council approved it. It waited 11 months for Mbord Pleanála to disagree with the County Council. And I suppose they disagreed on side lines, is what they say. So road entrance.
Yeah. Okay. So where are you now? Have you the house built?
No, we're on our fourth application. So we've addressed the two issues that Mbord Pleanála have had the last time, being site entrance and not having water. But we have a water from a local water scheme, and we had written letters and it has since been built. So we're in a loop of waiting for Mbord Pleanála to come back to us now.
How long has the whole process taken?
We started in 2019, right. And we're here now.
So you're still waiting to build your house, Kevin?
Yeah. And like it's just the frustration in terms of the county council can't seem to agree between themselves. Mbord Pleanála reject stuff the county council have agreed. And that doesn't seem to make sense. There doesn't seem to be any feedback mechanism between Mbord Pleanála and county councils to understand what is correct and what isn't. You hear politicians and people talk about it, but it just doesn't make sense how...
It must be terribly frustrating, and the speed at which this is moving for both yourself there and Martin. This texter says, I cannot get planning. The planners use everything from the size to the traditional style as a reason to refuse the application, even though I'm a local with a housing need, but four other plannings for holiday homes, non-residents, have all been granted. All four are separate people, all larger houses with high-profile sites and a modern look in them, one of which even replaced a traditional cottage, says this texter, and another listener tells me, planning, it's like entering the Twilight Zone.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.